somebody else, I don't remember who else it was, I was young, after Papa passed away and brought me there. We went to Buffalo Island, and I guess you heard of that, across the river.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we went in a wagon, had a wagon sheet over the top. I got one of the bowls out yonder. And so we got over what they call Big Lake over there. We left one morning early, and we got to Big Lake, the other side of Big Lake. It was after dark. Roads were bad, and mosquitoes like to eat us up. We stopped at an outhouse, nobody lived in it, was going to spend the night there. And mosquitoes so bad that they lay with. But we stayed, made a smoke, and stayed there that night. Nobody didn't sleep. And mosquitoes wouldn't pay no attention much to smoke. And we left out by daylight the next morning, went on to what they call Monette, Arkansas, mm-hmm. with that Island 40. I mean, Buffalo Island. Just, he had a boy there. My uncle did. He didn't have but one boy, and he lived in, over there. Mm-hmm. And so we stayed over there about a week, and it's sandy country. And the sun, you gotta put your eyes out, especially when you're used to it, you know. And I'd taken the sore eyes, I never did. I had come home, I had sore eyes 2 weeks. And I told him I never wanted to go back there no more. Uh-huh. I never forget it.
Would you describe how you'd hitch up a buggy and the different parts to the buggy as you hitch it up?
Yeah, we'd when the buggies come in, we went to Surrey's first come in, what they call a Surrey, with a top, straight top on over the Surrey, back seat and front seat, and with two horses to it. Had a tongue just like a wagon. And after they kind of played out, had trimming on each side of this Surrey. And hang down about that far. Everybody thought they was awful pretty them days, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the buggies come in and went to using buggies. Mm-hmm. And Sarah's finally disappeared. I mean, just some of them wore them out and they never did buy another. And that's the way it went.
What did you call those two things that would be on either side of the horse, or fit on either side of the horse, to pull the buggy?
Well, it'd be a crossbar, I'd call it. Well, hitch him up to that, and in the center, it was plugged in to the car, to the hearse. Surrey, just like a bowl stick down in there, you know, and you can take the tongue out and you got home and put it up, get it out of the way so nobody wouldn't run over it.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd hitch them up just like you would a wagon.
I see.
You... Only they didn't have no traces. It had leather, leather all the way around on them. Leather traces,
mm-hmm.
but about that wide. And they're nearly as thick as a finger on both horses. And they have a collar on and on pull it by.
And, did you have a single tree or a double tree?
Yeah, they had a, that was, I called it a double tree. Hitched back to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went plumb across this way. And